This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. China has opened its borders to quarantine-free travel while virus cases are increasing. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Passengers were piling off the first train arriving at a newly reopened crossing point on the border between Hong Kong and mainland China, many of them eager to reunite with friends and family they'd not seen since the start of the pandemic. They're among international travelers now able to visit China without facing the mandatory quarantine period imposed by the government 3 years ago. From now on, to enter the country, passengers from abroad need to show a negative test result taken within 48 hours of the journey. China's easing of border restrictions comes as the virus continues to spread in the country, and critics are concerned over lack of transparency from Beijing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting the border city of El Paso, Texas today for a firsthand look at the migrant situation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 300 migrants camped out on sidewalks outside a church, chanting the good outnumber the bad. Many say they're afraid to seek formal shelter with the president's new restrictions announced last week that some from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela would be expelled to Mexico if they enter the U.S. illegally. Advocates describe a new level of fear and confusion. President Biden, after visiting El Paso, meets with North American leaders in Mexico City. Immigration and drug trafficking are on the agenda. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Russian military claims to have carried out deadly missile strikes on Ukrainian troops, but Ukrainian officials deny there were any casualties. The Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles hit two temporary bases in the eastern city of Kramatorsk with hundreds killed. This is VOA News. Senegal's president says two buses have collided head-on in the center of the country and that at least 40 people were killed and dozens of others were injured. President Macky Sall tweeted the buses collided in the Kaffrine region. The president declared 3 days of mourning starting Monday. At least 78 people are injured, including some serious cases. Ugandan police say at least 20 people have been killed and 49 others injured in a bus crash near the border of Uganda and Kenya. A Ugandan regional police spokesman said Sunday that the bus was coming from the town of Mabale and it crashed Saturday night after crossing into Kenya on its way to Nairobi. A Kenyan police commander told local media the Kenya-registered bus lost control and veered off the road. The official said most victims were Ugandans. 46 Ivorian military who were detained in Mali returned on Saturday at midnight, and they were welcomed by the country's president and the entire government. Mali's military junta leader on Friday pardoned 49 soldiers from neighboring Ivory Coast who were convicted of undermining Mali's state security and conspiracy against the government, authorities announced. The pardon comes 1 week after 46 of the soldiers were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted more than 30 people from a train station in Nigeria's southern Edo state, the governor's office said on Sunday. Police said in a statement, armed herdsmen had attacked as passengers waited on a train. Some people at the station were shot in the attack, police said. And the kidnappers took 32 people, though one had already escaped. Australia's northwest is facing a quote-unquote one-in-100-year flood crisis that has stranded many communities and prompted hundreds of evacuations, authorities said on Sunday. The crisis in the Kimberley, an area in Western Australia state about the size of California, was sparked last week by a severe weather system with a former tropical cyclone that brought heavy rain.
Now, as we know, people in the Kimberley are experiencing a 1-in-100-year flood event. Flooding Western Australia has had in its history.
Western Australia Emergency Service Minister Stephen Dawson, the town of Fitzroy Crossing, a community of around 1,300 people, has been among the worst hit, with supplies having to be airlifted in due to flooded roads. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.